Afghanistan's ruling Taliban regime insists they're only forcing that country's Hindus to wear yellow patches on their clothing for their own protection. When UN Secretary General Kofi Annan calls the plan reprehensible and says it reminds him of the yellow stars Nazi Germany made Jews sew onto their clothing, the Taliban insists there is another difference. The patches they're telling Hindus to wear are saffron, not yellow. Any number of abiding Islamic Afghanis run afoul of Taliban's religious police during the course of any given day. They can be women who are discovered working because they need food, women who inadvertently flash an ankle from underneath their full-length chador while walking home, men working in hospitals who do not break off their work for prayer time, men and women having lunch or dinner together at the same table in their homes. When they are so discovered by religious police who break down doors in pursuit of such heresies, they are beaten. The Taliban says that if Hindus are wearing their saffron patches, they can avoid being beaten. That's what passes for religious tolerance in today's Afghanistan. Only an estimated 1,500 Hindus remain in the country. There were once 50,000, but most non-Muslim families have fled to Pakistan or India rather than try to live under the Taliban's wicked caricature of Islamic rule. The official Taliban news agency has thoughtfully provided quotes from Afghani Hindus who profess to be unworried, even pleased, about being told to wear saffron patches. They say it may keep them from being singled out for scrutiny, but it's hard to believe words uttered by people living under the fear of being beaten. If the saffron patches are so liberating, maybe Afghani Muslims will sew them onto their clothing. All of the official voices of a civilized world have condemned the Taliban plan to tag Hindus. But the Taliban betrays no tremble over world opinion. They've already worn down our sense of outrage. They've banished women from schools and jobs, abolished a free press and elections, and essentially outlawed all faiths but Islam. They've made that crime eloquently concrete by blowing up two enormous historic statues of Buddha. Each time the world rebukes the Taliban, but it's hard to shame the kind of people who will beat little boys and girls for playing together. The United States alone sends $43 million in food aid to Afghanistan. Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, send an equal amount. They supported Afghanis who bravely resisted a Russian invasion. Are they now willing to support any Afghanis brave enough to resist mullahs who truly disgrace Islam?